Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. You know, folks, there's one person on the planet who knows more about selling than I do, and that's Brad Huskin. And he only knows three things more than I know, but that is more. That is more. And he's written the important books on the topic, Munchies for Salespeople. Also, I'm a salesman, not a PhD, and He travels the world teaching people how to put their best foot forward in front of customers. He's been doing this all these years, and he's the best, Brad Huskin. And also an almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member. Brad, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. So you're going to tell the audience the three things that you know more than I do about sales today, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to squeeze it into a half an hour period of time, but you know.
You know, have you ever marveled, have you ever wondered, have you ever scratched your head over how everybody knows that referrals are the holy grail, and yet the average salesperson almost never uses them? Have you ever noticed that?
Well, yeah, that's one of the
Is that not one of the biggest conundrums in the marketplace?
It really is, and I've been to all those seminars on social media and tweeting and, you know, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And I nobody's ever going to convince me that there's a more powerful form of advertising than one human being saying to another human being, "You got to go see those people over at this business."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just think that we need to teach people how to, number one, ask for referrals. Number two, how to get referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, that leads me to some of my essential questions. And I have seven essential questions that I think should be asked in every sales presentation, especially with new customers. And, you know, I teach what I call the science of sales.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half of the component is the art.
Mm-hmm.
And in my selling process, there's only two times where I say you got to use my words and use them exactly, because I haven't thought of a better way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody gives me a better way, I'll be happy to steal it from them too. One is asking who recommended our company.
Mm-hmm.
With every brand new customer that comes in the store, and you got to say the word recommended, because it implies that you get lots and lots of recommendations, and it might just lead to some recommendations and referrals and all those types of things. And
mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do, is actually get people to go out and promote our businesses for us.
Yeah, how about this? Somebody walks in and says, "Yeah, my friend Bill told me to come and talk to you guys." Oh, great. And then they just go about the process of selling this person. And then when they let the person leave without saying, "You know, Bill recommended you, as you can probably tell, this is how we get referrals." And then as you mentioned earlier, train them how to sell. But here the other thing is, they never call Bill and thank him.
Well, that's, you know, the biggest mistake they could make is not by not making that phone call and thanking Bill for the referral or the recommendation or whatever the case may be, which is going to cause them to do it again. Heck, I even promote you, buy them a dinner or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your lifeblood. And,
right.
You know, you and I both know, we've talked about it forever, that it's a known fact that as much as 60-65% of a company's business comes from 25-30% of its customer base.
Well, think about this. I mean, I just wonder, most people don't do this, but look at all of your marketing, advertising, social media effort. Put a number on all that. Divide that up by the number of new customers you got in that particular period, month, year, whatever, and see what that costs you to get a new customer. Send Bill half of that.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. And what they don't realize is they're losing 25-30% of their customer base annually.
Mm-hmm. It's probably more than that these days.
It could be.
With all the bombardment of the internet, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. But so they have to proactively work to increase their customer base by at least 25-30% just to break even, for crying out loud.
Right.
Much less have an increase. So,
what's another question?
Well, the other question is, what's important in selecting whatever it is they're purchasing? And this is just one of my big frustrations in life, is the only time a sale is made in most businesses is when what the salesperson likes about an item just accidentally matches with what the customer likes about it. And it is strictly an accident too many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. I mean, you know, I work in jewelry stores a lot. Guy comes in the store and he says he works construction, and his face of his watch got all scratched up and got a little water inside of it, and to where it finally died, he had to throw it away, so he wants to replace it. Salesperson says, well, this one has a two-tone band for dressing casual. And I just want to slap him silly. I mean, just listen, for crying out loud.
I know. Yeah, pay attention. The people are... The man's got words coming out of his mouth. They mean something.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. IASTraining.com is the website for Brad Huskin. He and I will be right back. More of this golden referral stuff after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.